and welcome to the
McAnally's Podcast Official Dresden Files Quiz of 2026.
Get ready for the ultimate Dresden Files Trivial Pursuit, spanning the first 8 novels, written by our very own host, Maggie. And listen to hosts Tanzan and Jess prove their knowledge, reading comprehension, and extreme hilarity. Humility. Here's how this will work, folks. In order to not have several hours of dead air as we write in our answers, we're cutting all of that out, so you won't have a longer than a second or two to consider your own answers. So if you really want to test your own mad Dresden skills, we recommend you head on over to McAnally's.ca and take the quiz for yourself. Or just listen as we tackle the
McAnally's Podcast Official Dresden Files Quiz of 2026.
Good luck, have fun, and come let us know how you did. You're listening to part one, covering questions 1 through 96.
Question number one. What is Harry doing when we first meet him? I love Jessica's deer in the headlight looks. We are off to a good start. I thought I was starting with the softball questions. Maybe not.
Okay.
This is the book, not the short story, right?
This is the book. Yes.
Oh, yeah, God. Could you imagine?
Oh, yes. God, no. I didn't go
with
the
short. He hasn't been born yet.
Okay.
Setting something on fire.
Setting on fire anything.
I said he was making coffee and answering calls in his office.
Closer, but you are both wrong. He is reading books in his office.
Okay.
Because the phone's not ringing.
Do I get a half point because he was in his office?
Well,
Is that a no?
I see how this is going to go.
Off to a strong start. You know, me and Tanzan both were like, should we study? And we're like, nah, we'll be fine.
Well, that's part of the fun.
One.
That's part of the fun.
Studying felt like cheating.
Yeah, right? It is fun to see. Okay, this one should be an easy one. What is Murphy's rank in Stormfront?
We don't have to spell, right?
No.
Lieutenant?
Oh, she got demoted fast. She's not a captain, Tanzan. Sorry. Captain is above.
Oh, that's lieutenant. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. She is a lieutenant in book one.
I don't know what the actual order is. I just know that she's sergeant now.
Yes. Okay. So that's why I threw it in there.
I was like, I don't know what the next one is.
Do you remember what she went up or down or... Okay.
I'm killing it.
What? What does Harry use to summon Toot Toot? Like, what are the things integral to that summoning? Danzen's ready?
Okay, I'm ready too.
Okay.
I say pizza, apple slices, and honey.
Jessica?
I said milk, honey, and doll furniture.
Milk. That was the other one. It wasn't honey.
Ooh, you guys get half points for each. Ugh. It's milk and bread and honey.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm just going to take
like
a no.
Pretty. Yeah, okay.
I think I got one out of three, so.
But I did, well, because my follow-up question to that was, what is the extraneous item that Harry brings that he doesn't end up using?
Apple slices.
The apple. So.
Because we had a whole conversation.
We had a whole,
what the fuck? Why did he even bring this?
Yes. Yeah. So that's why I say you're not wrong. Yeah. So it was the bread, milk, and honey really is.
I think we both get that point then, honestly.
So now, fine. We both get 1 point. Yes. I need to be slightly
This is really
better.
Just going
to
be us like, you know, Tanzan, you can have this one if I can have this one.
You know,
I'm all about the negotiation.
The one thing I didn't do was work out, you know, if three words and the answer was a 3-point answer. So I don't know. I was kind of just going to put like a
two
check.
Out of three ain't bad.
Two out of three ain't bad. But now I got to revise whether I'm giving you the 2 out of 3 or if I'm doing like just an X or a check mark.
We'll see what
you give us the Hail Caesar yes or you know, down with.
This is going to be like, according to Jessica, it was a score of 42 points versus 73. According to Tanzan, it was a score of 101 versus 24. According to Maggie, it was a score of 10 versus 11. According to the audience, it's a score of...
Exactly. Okay, skipping ahead a little bit. We're now in full moon. What bombshell does Chauncey drop at the end of their conversation?
I'm going to say his mother. He brings up his mother.
Yeah, your mom was a hot firecracker.
Hot tamale. Oh, God.
I don't recall that those are the exact words. But
that's how I read it.
Yes. I'll give you that one. He knew Harry's mom.
2 points. Woohoo!
Yeah. Oh, two? I'm up to three.
And
I'm going to take that bell and throw it. It may not ding, but it will. It will sting.
Okay. The leader of the lycanthropes at the Full Moon Garage. Do you remember the name of their leader?
Steve Madden.
Biff.
Parker. So close, you guys. So close.
Right, right. Parker.
Yeah, those good names and dates.
Shit.
Maybe Parker should have been a more interesting guy.
Question seven. Do you remember who tipped off Harry that sent him to the Full Moon Garage?
Toot, toot.
Toot, toot, and Tanzan?
She wolf.
I'm fucked. You are both incorrect.
Harvey's fiance.
No. It was actually the youngest FBI agent.
Denton.
No, Denton was the name.
The only name I can remember. I should have shut my mouth.
Yeah, Dresden was at the station or whatever. He catches them just on the way out. And he's like, so I can't. And he's like, oh, yeah, you can't tell me. So, like, Denton sent you out here to, like, you know, because you guys can't. Yes.
I don't feel nearly as bad, though.
Steve Madden, perfectly good guess. Yeah.
See what I mean? Okay, let's flip a little further ahead. Let's see something a little bit. Okay.
Those were 5 years ago.
They were, but Jessica, you have also read these books. How many times?
Man, I didn't know to be taking notes.
I have two reads under my belt.
Okay, so in Death Masks, what does Thomas wear to the duel?
Buffy the Vampire.
Yes, yeah. Leather pants and fishnet shirt.
I said maybe leather pants or jeans, but Buffy the Vampire shirt.
It's the Buffy t-shirt that I was going for, yeah.
Damn.
How about question nine? What is the name of Nicodemus's fallen angel?
Seamus.
Namashiel?
Ooh, closer, but no. Namashiel is one of them, so congrats, but that's not Nicodemus's. Seamus, though, would be a fantastic name for
the only thing I could think
shame
of.
Shame on you.
The only other thing I could think of is the Negloshi, which I know it's not right.
No, that would be Enduriel.
Yeah, Enduriel.
Oh, right. Enduriel is
crap.
Now,
that's embarrassing.
I can only imagine what
this is kind of
what Discord's gonna end up being. Shit.
Did you guys even read the books?
This one is definitely a more bonus question. I would definitely say it's under the harder category, so I won't. But do you know who Deirdre's fallen angel is? Yislanovlov? What?
Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia.
Edward Scissorhands.
That's good. That's real good.
You know what? Either one of those could very well be correct. We never hear who her angel is.
Trixie. Yeah, okay.
There's a reason you can't remember that one.
Oh.
I like that, though.
I'm having fun making shit up. It's okay.
That's right. That's the best part. If you don't know.
If I don't know, I'm going to make it funny.
Right. Okay, Grave Peril. Which new character do we meet at the start of this novel?
No, he was before then. Shit. I committed.
Yeah. You guys, what do you got?
Michael.
Yeah, well.
Yes.
At first, I put Butters, and then fuck.
Yes.
Yeah. I put Butters, too, and then I said not.
Very good, guys. Yes, that's when we meet Michael.
I'm taking that point just because, man, yeah. I need the points.
You changed before we, yeah, I will allow that one. So what is Michael grilling/nagging Harry about as we are introduced to him for the first time at the start of this book?
Just wait.
We are.
Okay, Tanzine, go first.
I said being single.
Jess?
I said saying hell and relationship and intention with Susan.
Yes.
Oh, it was intention with... Oh, so it was relationship stuff.
It was relationship stuff, but
commit,
yes.
Commit.
Yes, his relationship with Susan. Are you going to put a ring on it? Stop pressuring me, Michael.
That was kind of like being single.
It was right.
I'm not going to take a point from that. That was enough off. Meh. Okay.
It was relationship-y, yes.
Vegas.
Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
This
is fun.
Okay. Oh, good.
Terrible.
It is actually fun.
Good. Dorm front. What does Toot Toot say the humans at the lake house were engaging in? Toot's words. When Harry gets the info from him. Do you want a bit of the quote to remember?
Yes. It's like right on the tip of my tongue, too. This one I kind of I remember laughing at.
Gold number, goldenrod, said to Blue Nose, who said to Andrew that blah, blah, blah. No, that doesn't help. She looks more confused.
Yeah.
That's all the different fairy names talking to each other. Sarah said to Michael, said to Lorraine, said to...
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember. Horizontal activities.
A big hug fest.
Or hunting or something. I don't know. Something weird.
You said hug fest. You said...
I said horizontal activities or something hunting. Or I can't remember.
You get more points.
What?
Yes, you get more points. They were sporting.
Sporting! That's it.
Which involves the horizontal activities. But yes, Toot's words were they were sporting.
Well, hug fest means orgy. I just knew Toot didn't call it that.
Wait, so is that a point?
For you.
Oh, okay. I'll take it.
Take it.
Because I ended up making the title of the episode something sporting.
Ah, yes.
Things I don't need to remember.
All right, this should be a softball for at least one of you. What is the name of Susan's paper?
Softball for me, apparently.
I know this. Why did it just like bubbles?
It's the Quibbler, Tansen. Write down the Quibbler.
That's Harry Potter.
Oh, you know that one.
Oh, sure. That Harry she knows trivia about.
The Yellow Pages.
Yeah. T. It starts with a T or an E. T. It's... Tribune.
Give me an A. Give me a B. Give me a C. Hey, no looking.
I already wrote down.
The Arcade.
Ah.
Yes. I feel tempted to give you half points for that because it is the Midwestern Arcane.
Oy vey, this life is hard.
Wow.
Wait, do I get it or not then? Tell me.
It's a National Enquirer is what it is.
Yes, I will take the Arcane.
Yeah, if I get points for vertical or horizontal.
Yeah.
You get points for that one.
Okay.
Names, dates, and times.
You can't keep adding to the list every time there's a question you don't have.
Book names, dates, times, colors. Name, dates, time, colors.
Shake
trivia. Names.
All of Stormfront. All of Stormfront and Full Moon. All of Stormfront, Full Moon, and Great Feral.
All right, here's a name question for you. What's the name of Murphy's partner?
What book are we on?
This is Stormfront.
I know this, but I need a second, okay? Don't start the timer.
It's like pre-association. You got to write a couple things down before it comes to you.
I mean, it's not Rudolph.
Malone?
Oh, you were both.
I put Rawlings, but...
Yeah.
That's going to be eventually, right?
You each get...
Stallings?
You each get, like...
Stallings? Did I make up a name?
No, Rawlings is now.
You each get, like, an eighth of a point for naming characters in the book.
Because it's not Rudolph.
Specifically cops.
Neither one of those are correct.
Is it Stallings?
At any point.
Tell me if it's Stallings.
That might be a question later. I can neither confirm nor deny.
It's like we can't even... Oh, man. Okay, fine. This is rough.
So we don't know the answer?
I can't give you the answer. I'm not going to say it. It was wrong Carmichael.
Michael, man, okay.
Slobby.
Yeah.
Carmichael.
Okay. Moving on.
Sure.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. It's such a huge role.
Did he die?
Yeah, he was promoted to another department.
Oh, my gosh.
Got him.
Okay. Still in Stormfront, early-ish in the book. How does Harry identify that it's Susan approaching him when he's at McAnally's?
Perfume scent.
Perfume.
Good job, people!
But I let people think that I'm a cool, badass wizard.
That's right. I wasn't just looking at her reflection in the giant mirror behind the bar.
That's 5 points. Ooh. Hey, so do you.
No, I got 8.
Oh, damn. I better step it up.
Full Moon. When he's researching with Bob, how many werewolf categories does Bob mention to Harry? Ooh, you were both very, very close.
Three? It's four?
Well, four if you include the other way around.
Yeah, I thought it was 3 plus 1, kind of.
Yeah, that's how I consider it.
Three. So 3 plus 1 would be...
I know it's 4, but like the fourth one kind of doesn't count, which is why I went with 3.
Okay, can you name them? Will that help?
Oh.
There's lycanthropy.
Are we going to...
There's the lycanthrope. There's the hexen wolf.
And then there's just a wizard. Well, I guess there's the actual witchcraft one. Is that the first one? The wizard spell? It's just the straight up spell.
So that's just like the werewolf one.
Yeah. Okay.
He just calls it like werewolf.
And the enchanted item. Fuck, I don't know.
So the hexen wolf is the enchanted item items. Where they're given something that turns them into it.
The Luke Guru is what Harvey was.
Is when you are cursed. Mm-hmm. The lycanthrope is mostly the mental. I mean, it's also a psychological degree.
Shifting.
Thank you, Bob. But when you inside of you, you don't shift, but you just have that wolf spirit inside of you. But you don't actually change shapes.
Mm. Mm.
And then the werewolf, which is, yes, when a person changes themselves into a werewolf or whatever. Yeah. One is somebody else does it to you. One is you get the talisman token thing.
Like, we both knew it was 3 plus 1.
Yeah.
Technically, what you're thinking is 4 plus 1 then.
Because the werewolf is the one where, yes.
Because I was
referring
to...
A person can turn into a werewolf, or you can be
terrified. Neither of us got that one.
Yeah. You're close. I mean, you could name the three that you thought of, though.
Yeah.
So that is... You get some points for that one.
Fake points, but you know.
Okay. How about an easy one? How about a true or false question for you?
Please.
50% chance. Awesome.
Do you turn into a werewolf by getting bitten?
That's not a true or false statement. That's a yes or no statement.
Oh, sorry. You turn into a werewolf by being bitten.
False.
False?
Correct.
Okay.
It's passed on through bloodline.
Or magical items magical or whatever. Yes.
You said it's easy, but now I'm overthinking.
Yeah. That's because Harry keeps asking. He's like, so what happened to you? And finally, Bob is like, would you stop asking? It doesn't happen that way, Harry. It's like, forget getting bit. At the start of Full Moon, Harry's meeting with somebody at the beginning of this book. Do you remember who that is?
I got it.
Yay!
Kim Delaney.
The answer is Kim Delaney. Good job, guys. Given how easily you got that one, I'm thinking you will know the next one. But in relation to Jim Butcher, what is the significance of Kim Delaney?
It was his ex.
His ex.
Perfect!
I'm up to 10 points. I got 8.
Woohoo.
We're catching up.
Oh.
Okay. Tanzin, for you.
I better get it right then.
I hope so. Summer night. What is the opening line of the book?
I'm just a poor boy. Nobody loves me. What'd you say? The building was on fire and it wasn't my fault. Way too early.
Oh, no. Is it?
I was going to say, early. Jessica gets no points. Tanzin gets a half point for at least...
Fuck no. I would have gotten that point if you read this, if you wanted us to do that book.
Being part of the series. I'm just
no
a poor boy.
No point for that at all, okay? Because
it was wrong. It was wrong. It's okay.
It's wrong. Okay, I meant
it's the wrong book.
She was still in the universe, though.
It was
sadly.
It was a first line. That was probably ghost stories, though, wasn't it?
What? No, we haven't done
ghost stories.
The one that I just quoted, the building was on fire, but it wasn't my fault.
Yes, but we haven't even got the ghost story yet, so it definitely wasn't that one. Because it is one that we've done.
I don't know.
It rained toads the day the White Council came to town.
Ah.
Which is why it's Tanzin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the next one.
Pretty
I should.
Good opening
line. Yeah, because that's the first one I was like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Great Peril.
Great Peril is what I meant to say.
Ah.
Thank you for picking out what I'm putting down. Clearly, it's not going to help to give me book names.
it's still not that one, but okay.
It wasn't Great Peril. It's Deadbeat.
Nope.
What else is there?
It's the one where he gets the dog.
It's the one where he gets the dog.
Poo.
I thought that was Great Peril.
It was the flaming poo where he gets the dog.
Death Masks. Death Masks.
Nope. Still.
It's the Fallen Angel one. How many books have we covered?
Oh, no. We're fucked.
Damn it.
Look,
I think you have like two more to mention.
Fuck me. What's the Fallen Angel
one? Do you want to take a stab at Stormfront? Because you haven't
missed Stormfront. It's not Death Masks.
What?
It's not Proven Guilty.
What book name that was?
What's Before Proven Guilty? Deadbeat. What's before deadbeat? Death masks. What's before death masks?
This
great peril.
This is the same problem we had.
And then summer night. These and then the full moon. And then Stormfront.
Doing those books.
Okay, SF, full moon, grave peril, death masks. Right now we're on white knight. We just did proven guilty. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You already have an error in there.
Oh, no. What's the third one? Oh, summer night is the third one.
Nope.
Summer night's the fourth one.
Yep.
Death mask is no. Grave peril is the third one.
Yep.
Summer night's four, and then it goes to the one I erased. Death mask is five.
We've covered all these books.
Okay, what's six and seven?
That's a really good question.
Let's continue, shall we?
I don't know, she's so close. I want to see, like, I can just give her the answer, but I really want to see at this point if she can come up with.
I can't help you on that.
Because you have literally named every book but the one that that line appears in.
Shiro dies in it.
Nope.
Oh, he dies before he gets the dog? What's the one where he picks up the coin? Sheila, what's Sheila? No, it's before Sheila. Here's right, the dog.
All right, let's just keep going.
I feel
like if I just listen to you rationalize more, I'm going to get more confused about answers later.
I know which book I'm jumping to now.
Yes, we are your preeminent experts on everything Dresden Files series.
Oh my gosh.
At least one of us is.
Oh, wow.
My face hurts.
That was a good one. I'm trying to find a question that'll kind of tip you off, but not like outright give you. Okay. Let's see if this...
Neither of us are going to earn those chocolate bars.
I get to take them all home.
Were they rewards? I already helped myself to one.
Oh, okay.
I was like, yoink.
Lucky for you. Who else does Harry recruit to help him and Murphy deal with Mavra? Very interesting. While Jessica stares me dead in the eye and writes on her.
Kincaid.
Yay.
That's not death masks?
Nope.
So there's another whole one that I was like, there's another book that I can't remember. Yeah.
There is kind of a bonus question because there is somebody else.
Ebenezer.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, because he drove and they got in a fight. And...
Okay, but yes. And yeah, no, still wasn't death masks. What, again, Bob is kind of explaining this to him in that, what name does he use as the, like, forced thralls that the Black Court uses? Not just like their little like groupie peeps or whatever, but like when they like hardcore made you a thrall without consent, because you know all the rest of the time they're so concerned about getting consent.
At least the ones I'm getting right, I'm getting like fast, maybe.
Yes, actually, you've been doing very well on.
Good thing this isn't timed.
Right,
Renfrews.
Run Fields.
Whatever.
Yes.
I got 10 points.
Yeah. We're going to end up making this like, whose line is it anyways? There's no rules and the points don't matter. It'll be like, yeah, 1,000 to 1. And who has dragged Harry out to investigate the toads? Stop trying to look across the room at my book.
I'm not. This is...
Jessica's doing all this like ghostwriting. She's like staring at the floor. She's like looking at me and then just like writing on her whiteboard with a
Stormfront?
No.
Oh, no. It's full moon.
I think you're I think you're committed. You wrote something down.
Okay.
It's Billy.
Oh, okay.
It was Jessica. What did you come up with?
Murphy. I didn't think it was Murphy, but Tamsin forced my hand.
I got to catch up somehow.
Exactly. Why does Harry insist that the toads are real and not magical constructs?
I said because they can blow up.
Yeah, because they're not dissipating into goo.
Yeah.
I'm going to get... I mean, technically, there could be a grain of
truth in each one of yours, they do kind of blow up.
Because they splat. Because they splat on his windshield.
Yeah. After, but he has determined they are real before that because one crapped in his hand.
Oh, yeah. I'm not giving myself a point for that.
They're not.
They do splat. They don't turn into goo. Both of those are correct, but not the reason that he decided they were real.
We were deducing.
Yeah. And the toad was also deucing. Okay, enough about the toads for now. Still in Summer Night. What has Harry been working on since last book? That, like, Billy dragged him away from. Jessica?
Carving his new staff.
Danzen?
Curing Susan.
Yes, he's been working on finding a way to cure Susan.
I crossed out potion making.
That still would have only gotten you, like, partial points. This is not necessarily a potion.
Did you get that one? Yeah, so we're 12 for 12 right
now.
Let's see if you can figure out. I didn't make the title one of the questions, but I almost want to, you know, like, it almost needs to be like, which book is this?
Well, we'll see.
25.
What book does Thomas hire Harry to help him out?
Oh, shit. Give me a second.
Tanzin has once again subverted the system.
It'll be awesome if I'm right. You're right. She does look like she's trying to divine.
Damn it! Porn book.
It's a book three. I don't know.
Book, what's that fucking book called?
That's
give
what I'm trying to find out.
Give me initials, please.
It has the words have the same number of letters in them.
Yeah, that's every single one except changes.
Spoiler alert, we haven't gotten there yet.
What's the fucking initials?
So book three is incorrect?
Book three is incorrect.
Okay. It's book six or five.
It is book six.
And it's called
BR.
Blood Rights.
This yeah.
She's slowly filling in this list here.
It's already finished. I just needed that last one. Stormfront, Full Moon, Grave Peril, Someone Like Death, Mass, Blood Rights. Dead Beat. Proven guilty.
So what is Harry doing in the opening scene of Blood Rights? You both should not be looking at me with deer in the headlight looks right now. Our audience is going to roast you guys.
Building's on fire and it's not my fault.
It said he's evading flaming poo.
Yes, well, those are correct, but the mission was more what I was. Rescuing the
puppies, yeah. The puppies. We know that, though.
Rescuing the
food
dogs.
We get that point. But, did we get the last point?
But that's what he was doing, was
but
evading flaming
was.
Poo.
Oh, no, we didn't get it. We
so is that a point?
Yeah.
That one was a point.
Oh, that is.
Need all the help I can get.
13-13.
Woo! I really tried to cheat with just saying a book number.
Well, if I'd done that, I would have gotten it right because I knew it was book six I couldn't think of.
Deadbeat. What was the one big thing that Kemmler was mainly known for? Like a specific, not just like what he was, but he did a thing.
Necromancy?
Yes, it says necromancy. I'm the word. He wrote books.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give half points for that. Like necromancy is, but like the big thing was apparently, you know, he was the one responsible for like World War One.
Well, I call him Wizard Nazi as well on my sheet here.
Mm. Oh, that yes, that.
But that's World War II, I guess.
That was two more than.
But yeah, he caused World War One.
Yeah, I did not get that.
I'll
give you half points for necromancy because it was kind of hard to frame the question. And
I want full points or nothing points.
Yes, but you get a couple of half points and that is a full point. Hey, I don't
care,
man.
We haven't been recording. I can't do a half stick.
I don't know how to do a half tick.
Exactly. That's why I'm not doing half points.
How about Beth, do death masks? What do the folks that stole
the Shroud call themselves?
Church mice.
Church mice.
Woo! Yay! Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Anybody know the opening scene for Death Masks? I think Tanzan wrote a demon name.
Agatha Hagelhorn?
Yeah, I said Agatha Hagelthorn chasing.
Yeah. Ooh, I applaud that you both pulled that name out. That is not this book, though.
Oh.
Death Masks.
We got a second try since we're both wrong.
If you want to take, I will give you if you think you have a... I kind of love that you both came up with, like... I love how you guys have kind of... And this has been a somewhat common theme, I think, throughout a lot of this, how you guys often associate the same things with the same books.
That's my second guess.
Butters?
Yeah, Butters Oompa outfit.
Oompa outfit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just a grave. Just add the grave.
He's on the Larry Fowler Show.
Yeah. Who I've apparently in my brain think is a real person now.
Yep.
Right. Do you know then why Harry was doing? Why did he agree to be on the Larry Fowler Show?
Is this a real question we're writing down?
This is a real question, yes.
I'm like making shit up.
What'd you say? You have to read it loud for the audience.
I have said he's come against, we don't know he's a vampire guy yet, to prove the existence of magic. And what's his name? Mori, the ghost guy, is there too.
Yeah, I said he showed up so he could talk to Mort. And then also
or Mort.
Duke.
Oops.
And
Morty.
And the priest and, you know, talk about how magic is real.
Yes.
He's there to prove magic is real.
He's there... he's on the Larry Fowler Show to debate the magic is real, but mostly it's to see Mort.
It's yes, because yes, that was the only place Morty would agree to be seen with him.
So I got a point for that. Tanzan got a point for that.
Do I?
You did say to meet
I just
Morty.
Said as much as I could.
And you know, somehow that's how it.
Okay, I'll take a point. 15.
Yep, 15 for me too.
Oof, neck and neck.
If it makes you feel any better, you basically just got the bonus question too. Who are the two surprise guests?
The Duke and the priest.
Correct.
Little bit of priest, fair to say the least.
I don't know that one.
Little Sweeney Todd.
Ah.
I'm having so much fun.
It's fun, actually. It really is fun.
Good. I'm glad, because I was like, oh, are these going to suck and not be like any fun at all? Okay, so back to Summer Night. Billy has set up an appointment for Harry. Do you remember the name of the client coming in, the woman that Harry has to go meet?
She's not coming to him?
Well, she is. Okay. Billy makes the appointment at the office, and Harry has to leave the toad crapping park to, like, go to the office to meet her. So, whichever way you look at it, but it was more just that, yeah. If you remember that person, if you remember what name she gave him.
Oh, shit, Summer Night.
I love you trying to figure my handwriting.
I know, like... especially because it's kind of like across the room, so sometimes I'm... Did you get it, Jess?
It's Mab in disguise, but I don't remember the name she gave.
I said, alias forgotten could be Sandy Morgan Sheila.
This is like Morgan Shield
but
or
I also, yeah, it's Mab.
Yeah, it's Mab, but, you know, she's got, like, lips like blackberries, blueberries, something, but...
Mulberries.
Mulberries.
Frozen mulberries.
Yeah, I don't remember her name.
Yes, Miss Somerset.
Somerset.
Miss Somerset.
Yeah.
No points.
That's why I kept on going with points. S names.
Yeah, I was going to say, you kind of almost had it in there somewhere. So how does Harry confirm who she is, that she is not this Miss Somerset? What is his litmus test?
Uses iron nails.
Oh, yeah, he threw an iron nail at her. I said the eyes are too abnormal. Yeah, he throws an iron nail at her.
But flicks it at her, but yes, across the desk. But what? Yes.
Damn, Tanzan got one above me.
All right. Okay, here we go. Question 33, the Summer Night. What was his profession? Like his mortal human, not Summer Night profession, but... In the real world, what did the Summer Night do? Trying to like answer questions that we haven't asked yet, Jessica. Mm-hmm. Just to show that you know.
Yeah.
Put your board down.
Painter.
I put painter. I said.
I have artist.
but I will take, I think it might have been Painter that he...
That was his name. What? I'm not going to say it out loud.
That's really funny.
Did we both put his name in brackets?
You both put his name in brackets. All right, let's just...
So we get points for that.
A softball? Give us a softball on a question we both answered thinking it's coming
that
along.
That was a point one, right? For Painter?
Painter's a point.
So, yes. Okay. Guys, do you know what the name of the summer night is?
Ronald Rail. Rule? I can't pronounce or spell, but
Raul,
I know it.
Ronald Rail, yeah. R-A-U-L or yeah. Raul?
Yeah. Yeah, Ronald Rule, I think, is how...
Woo, another point.
Marsters pronounces it, so I think that's what I've... Because I don't think I've ever heard
and
it
And I only remember that because of you saying about the Lord of... J.R.R.
Tolkien.
What is the significance? Hey, that's awesome. That's good, you guys.
Did you get a free point for that, too?
You got a free point for that, too.
Nice.
Save me from writing it down.
Yeah. Well played, guys. Okay.
I drink and almost remember things.
Why does Ebenezer delay Harry from going straight into the council meeting?
In what book?
We're still on Summer Night.
Okay.
Hansen, you want to read out your...
So the other higher council members can meet him.
Yeah, it's so that he can warn Hossie he's going to lose the vote unless Ebenezer joins the council and, convinces people onto his side.
Tamsin gets it right, Jessica. Yeah. That's maybe only a partial.
Damn, what a rough life.
Yeah, ooh. you're getting a little ahead of yourself on that one, I think.
Darn.
Well, I don't know.
It's fine.
I forgot exactly what you said now. Now when I'm rethinking it, I'm like, I guess you were kind of right.
Just that Ebenezer wanted to hang back and tell him he's going to lose the vote unless he gets more people on his side and Ebenezer takes up the...
See, that's...
council thing.
The second half, because he doesn't know that yet. But other than that...
It's fine.
But yes, basically, follow-up question. What are the names of those council members he introduces him to?
Or do we want the...
Okay, Jessica, what did you come up with?
Listens to Wind and Martha Liberty.
Tamsin?
I said Injun Joe, a.k.a. Listens to Wind, and Ancient Mai.
Jessica has it. It was Martha Liberty.
Oh!
I wrote Bell, Chime, Liberty, Martha.
Nice. I was like, I can see clearly there for a little bit.
I never remember. Like, I know of, like, Martha Liberty is around, but I just never remember any interactions with her.
Yeah,
That's basically the only one there.
Is it? That's probably why I didn't remember.
Yeah.
Ancient Mai gets mentioned more often because she fucking hates Harry.
That's right. Okay, what animal does Injun Joe Listens to Wind have with him? It's like Jessica's doing like a Ouija board or something. It's like she's not looking, she's not touching.
I wish. A raven or a crow?
I said a weasel, but what is it, a beaver?
Is it a squirrel?
It's a raccoon.
A raccoon.
Okay. Good God. I didn't remember he had an animal with him.
Yeah, because it tries to steal Harry's chocolate bar.
Right.
Because that's like the only lunch Harry has grabbed for himself is like this half-eaten chocolate bar, and the raccoon sniffs it out. Which, by the way, I don't know if you've all read up or whatever, you probably have because Jessica reads up on everything on that, but apparently raccoons are now becoming more...
Being domesticated.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I don't know if I've ever seen yet a raccoon in Calgary myself.
Yes, their snouts are becoming more...
But they are popping up more often, and yes, apparently they are becoming cuter and whatever, too.
Mm.
It's going to be North America's next domesticated pet.
That makes sense.
Which makes sense. I do see a lot on the internet, a lot of people that do have raccoons and stuff like that.
They are kind of cute.
So, yeah, but apparently they are just, yeah. What is Ortega's rank? Yeah.
Duke
of hell.
20 questions right so far.
Duke.
Hey. 21. Yeah. Never mind.
It's a miracle, really. So I think some of these points were by sheer luck.
Okay, let's pop back to Stormfront for a bit. What was the names of the victims when Murphy first calls them up at the start of the book? Monica and Bart? Is that what we have to answer? Do we have Monica and Bart?
Yes. Oh, yeah, Tommy. Tommy and Jennifer?
Yes. Yes, Tommy Tom and Jennifer Stanton.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Nice. Or, you know, Monica and Bart.
They're lesser known names.
There's a crossover. Monica Geller.
Tommy Bart's Tom was his gangster name, and Jennifer was her regular name, but Monica is her stage name at Bianca. And Bart is his real life name when he's not being a gangster.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I see. Yeah, you went with their stage name. She went with their, yeah.
Legal name.
Half and half. You went with one stage name, one real name. She went with the other stage name, the other real name. Do you remember the name of the hotel that they're found in?
I say Hotel California.
I say the Marriott.
Oh, sadly, no. It was the Madison.
Oh.
I like Tanzan's answer, though. She gets a point just because.
No. No, she doesn't.
We all like that song.
Unacceptable. I got the right initial.
So I'm guessing if y'all couldn't remember what Harry was doing at the start of Stormfront, you're not going to remember what he compared the mailman to.
We might.
I will give you a clue. It was like a piece of sporting equipment that he, like the appearance, the mailman.
What?
The mailman looks like something. But when he finally shows up and he was like, what is he?
A boxer.
Bowling pin.
It was a basketball.
Sure.
I was kind of going off of charades from your little image.
Yeah, I know. That was a super. I was just curious about any of you guys. I didn't actually think anybody was actually going to get that one. Let's stick with names. What are the names of Monica's children?
What? Is this the first book?
This is still Stormfront.
Ross and Chandler,
Phoebe. Oh, Phoebe. Yeah.
Henry and Stephanie.
Wow. Billy and Jenny.
Jenny. Oh, okay.
Life is like a box of potions. What was the name of Jennifer Stanton's friend? The one that Harry tracks down, like, at the airport. She's the driver. I think she's written Liam Neeson.
I said Lacey? Les Messman.
Les Messman. You gave me Lacey. Oh, closer. Linda.
Linda Randall. Damn it.
Linda Randall.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, it's not Lydia, but it's maybe...
So, Bianca, at the end of her and Harry's conversation, calls in one of her thralls or whatever. There was a goof in the book somewhere. Do you remember which the two names were that she was called by?
Tanya and Aaron.
I said Diana or Edgar.
At least she's trying. I don't know what Tanya and Aaron is.
No?
How about Paula and Rachel?
Oh, shoot.
Paula. Trixie. That's not this book.
No?
When Harry summons up Toot Toot and he runs off to go figure out the information, Harry's pacing around to make sure he doesn't fall asleep, because what is he, like, afraid? What is one of the things, you know, he's like, that Toot would do to him if he, like, fell asleep waiting for him to come back?
He said, draw a mustache on him.
Yeah, draw on his face, turn his hair purple.
Close. It had to do with the face. He's like, yeah, he's like, I could wake up with, like, an ass's head or something, and...
A puck.
Yeah, he's like, technically, he would have fulfilled his thing. You just tell me while I'm asleep and then wake up with, like, an ass's head or something. Okay, book two. Full Moon. Dresden starts off tampering with evidence. What does he steal from the crime scene?
Glass from the crime scene that had blood on it?
Oh, right. I said a bullet.
Ah.
I honestly couldn't remember it all.
Jessica, that one. Do you remember... There's four FBI agents. Do you remember all their names? First or last? I mean, if you come up with both, bonus, but I will take either or.
Denton, Harris, the girl, and the fourth one.
I said Denton, Lewis, Clark, and Percy.
Jessica gets 2 out of 4. Tanzan gets 1 out of 4.
As points?
Yes, well, nice. As, yeah. Because there was Denton, Roger Harris, Deborah Benn, and George Wilson. So you got Denton and Harris at least. So what title, term, whatever, did the media give to these murders? Because Harry finds out that the one Murphy's brought him to isn't the first one. So what does he find out they've been dubbed as?
The Night Stalker.
Moonlight Murders.
Hers is probably closer. Actually, no, not really. Just that it's more thematically. The Lobo Killing.
Oh,
Lobo Killings.
God.
Because, yeah, you know.
Now that you say that.
They look like they were all eaten up. Mm. So when Harry tracks the blood from the window shard, where does it lead him to?
It's a club near the airport owned by Johnny Marcone.
Wow. The Velvet Room.
Oh, look at you both go.
Velvet Room is the one that Bianca owns.
No.
Isn't it?
You are both wrong.
Full Moon Garage?
No.
The Alpha's Garage.
The Alphas didn't have a garage, but you're getting closer.
Warehouse, whatever.
It was like an old department store.
Lame.
Mm. Yeah, it's like an abandoned department store that he...
Where he meets the Alphas?
Yeah, well, he doesn't so much meet them, but yeah.
Damn it, I had that written down on my board as well, but I was like, ugh, no, I'm gonna save Velvet. God damn it.
So who does Harry get, like, captured by when he tries to confront that group? They, like, shut off the lights, and they all go, like, running around in the dark, and Harry's trying to chase them in the dark so they doesn't, like, put a target on himself, and he gets, like, captured-ish by somebody. Could be wrong, but I think Tenzin has written Bilbo Baggins.
Yes, that's totally it.
Frida, Freya.
I say bikers.
The ladies.
The ones that howl.
The one that taught the
ladies,
alphas how to...
Ladies, the ones that howl.
The one that taught the alphas how to shift.
No. It's Murphy.
Wow, I don't really remember this book. crap.
They were driving back from the crime scene, and Harry kind of notices that they're being tailed, and apparently Murphy noticed it too. So she followed the person that was following them, and Harry followed the blood trail. And then Murphy promptly kicked his ass because she's like, way to be open and upfront and not keep anything from me, Harry. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I feel like this
is... I'm going to stay at a solid 22 points.
Stormfront, what is the name of Bianca's club?
The Chicago Dolls.
Tamsin, what
Velvet
do you...
Velvet Room.
It is the Velvet
Wait,
Room.
Wait, seriously?
Yep.
I thought, Marcone keeps her name or something? God darn it. I thought that was Marcone's.
Oh, I got one. That.
That's a different one.
That is.
I know. That's the one I'm having trouble remembering, of course. But I know the location of where it is.
Which
Gosh darn.
Brings us to the next question. So, what is being built at the construction site / crime scene that Murphy takes him to at the start of Full Moon, where he then steals evidence?
Marcone's new elite club.
I said a bar, a club, yeah.
Technically, you are both correct.
I can't remember the name of it, though.
The Varsity.
Varsity!
Because in book one, it was out by the university, so it was called, like, the Varsity, and now he is rebuilding it, yeah, out past the airport,
by the airport, or whatever.
Technically, it's like, it's not in Chicago proper anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but it's, yeah.
Are we getting a point for those?
I no.
Doesn't really matter because we both had the same answer of.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you were right. It was Marcone's bar nightclub thing. But yes, it was looking a little more for the actual name, the Varsity. Which, again, similar to the Velvet Room. In sound, but...
Stay for the drinks. Or come for the drinks, stay for eternity.
Okay, so Harry summons a demon for info. Who is he?
Chauncey.
I knew. It's like you did kind of already answer that one yourself. Now, the bonus question. Can you remember what his full name is?
I say, Chaucer, the bugger of tadpoles.
I said, we don't know his full name because Harry doesn't give information for free.
Oh, so close. It was like Chonzagaroth, which I get why Harry calls him Chauncey.
Yeah. I like your answer, though.
Full moon still. When Harry gets picked up by the street wolves, who sort of saves Harry from Parker and the street wolves, like, initially?
I said she-wolf.
Was it? Maybe
I crossed out Tara and Murphy to put Harvey.
Tara.
Harvey Specter?
Is that not his name? Tara's boyfriend. The loop guru.
Gotcha. No, not initially. The first person that shows up and interrupts the proceedings is Marconi.
Is it Marcone or Marconi?
Marconi.
Question.
I don't know. My brain just blipped there for a minute.
It's okay, because you switch it all the time.
Probably. And I've explained why before.
Yep.
Okay, so that is the follow-up question, is who ultimately saves him then? Because he's not really safe with Marconi either, but...
His name's not Harvey.
Roger.
Loop guru guy. And Tara.
Now it's time. Yes, Tara and the alphas.
Yeah.
Are the ones which... Yeah.
Shit.
What a lame life. Never mind that.
Which books do we like? Maybe not this one.
Okay. In Blood Rites... Your other favorite one. What does Arturo hire Harry for? Like how at the start of this, I was like, I tried to keep most of it like fairly short, like one, two word answers. You don't, it's not like essay questions. Jessica writing an essay for every single question.
Okay, go first, Tanzan.
Get rid of bad juju.
I said two answers. Officially as a lighting guy, maintenance guy, everything man, but technically as magical bodyguard.
I'm going to give more of a point to Tanzan for that one. Yes. Yes. It was protection from the evil eye. So, yeah, to get rid
but
of...
But on an official
get rid
scale,
of the bad
he was
juju.
Hired to be a monster.
That was the position, yes, he was given.
His life.
But he didn't hire him to be a production assistant. He hired mm-hmm. him more to be a magical mm-hmm. bodyguard, but I think she had it a little more specific with the...
It's okay. I got to check. I got to catch up.
Right. So, now, do you remember what happened to those first two assistants? How did they go out?
Hit by a car while jet skiing, bees in trunk.
I said bees and car in water, question mark?
That is correct.
1 point or 2 points?
Oh, let's do two, because it's a two-part question.
Hella.
Nicely done, guys.
Hey!
We know something.
We know the porn book.
Not what it's called, but it's all the content.
Crazy weird things that stick in your mind.
She was killed in a car accident. That doesn't sound so unusual.
She was water skiing at the time or jet skiing at the time. Huh. All right. Who are Arturo's three ex-wives? Any and all names. Jess, are you still thinking?
Okay.
Oh, you got...
Trixie, Madge, the third one.
Trixie, Vixen, Knee, something, something, something. Heather and Sally.
Gee, guys, how come it's only Trixie that stood out to you? So, yes, there was Madge Shelley or Elizabeth Guns. There was Lucille De La Rosa or Raven Velvet. And Trisha Scrump, a.k.a. Trixie Vixen. Nay Genosa, nay Scrump.
Was that three possible points? Question?
Well, you got two because you got Madge and Trixie, and she got Trixie.
Yeah, so that's what I'm asking.
So,
2 points again?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, so one for me, two for you. Should have remembered that one. Madge.
What stage name does Jake suggest for Bobby when he's trying to come up with ideas?
Jesus.
That was not one of them.
Don't tell me.
Oh, don't worry, I won't.
Tanzan's gone back to all those memes of like, what is your, you know, take the first street you lived on and your cat when you were 12.
I told you my derby name, right? Speaking of first street you ever lived on, because it was Fonda Way. So my roller derby name was Fonda Payne.
That's fantastic.
Tanzan.
I said Rocky Cockknocker.
I said the Sir Knight of the Round Table, Lance McGowan.
Oh, right. It was something similar, though, wasn't it?
Yes, Jessica is closer. So the options are, he came up with these, like,
what do you think of Rocco Stone? Or maybe like,
oh, Rocco.
Rack McGranite. And Jake is like, Rocco is way overdone already. And racks are more of a girl thing. Oh. So yeah, so he was, how about something non-standard, like Gowan?
I said McGowan.
So, not Mc, just Gowan.
Ugh.
And he's like,
Rocky was close, though.
You're right. And he's like, Gowan nuts. And he's like, yeah, and then just give it like something solid. Because yeah, so he says, he's like, yeah, he was like a knight. And he's like, stiffen it up with a heavier last name, like Commando.
Gowan Commando, that's what it was. Lame.
Was it, though? Yes. Rocco Stone or Rax Mc something. Rack McGranite. What is the first accident that happens when Harry gets on set, when he is a production assistant?
The light falls.
Is it a shower room shocked by electricity and broken a mirror, too? There's broken glass.
There is, yes. It's from the shower stall. So, yes, the electrocution in the shower was not a falling light.
Electrocution. Yay. So I got that part. Yeah.
So you know what that means, Hansen. You got that one right again. And Jessica didn't.
29. I'm at 29.
So am I.
Ooh. Neck and neck again.
What job title does Harry give when he's meeting Jake and Bobby for the first time? That like sets off Bobby.
Nope.
I think she wrote Gryffindor. I don't know, guys.
Penis stunt double.
I said gopher. But...
Yes, that is more his actual role as a gopher, but yes, he says stunt double. And Bobby gets his,
oh, right, I remember
his
now.
Nose all bent out of shape.
Take that one.
You can take that one. All right. So when Harry, Thomas, and Laura are having their showdown and get interrupted by the Black Court vamps, what falls from the sky and crushes one of the vamps?
Sorry, say all that again. A falling pizza box.
A piano.
An anvil.
That was his next. That's what he followed up with. He's like, yeah. And for my next trick, anvils. It was a frozen turkey.
Frozen turkey. Oh, yeah, like,
and then the
WKRP.
Little
WKRP.
Yeah, oh, the humanity. And then, although those were live chickens on W, or yeah. Turkeys on, but yes. And then the little
I thought
gun thingy
fly.
Pops.
Yeah, bang.
Totally forgot. I was like, this is something that I can't guess. Shit. I just remember them being like, holy fuck.
That, yes, the whole everybody stops for a minute. I kind of thought one of you might. I like how you both were like, shit, I know it's a thing, but.
It definitely happened, for sure.
These are good questions.
Honestly, yeah.
Like, they're just...
I just don't know.
It feels
know.
Like playing a real trivia game. Like, it's hard, honestly.
Yeah. Good job.
I don't know that I would get my history or my medium tokens.
I'm like, I kind of wonder if some of these I would answer even after reading the book, though.
Like, yeah, what? I don't know.
Like, you just freshly came off of it again.
If she starts asking proven guilty questions, we'll find out.
That was the thing, right? It was like, I was trying to sort of, like, not make them too obvious, but not make them,
I don't think she's
so
asked
obscure.
A single proven guilty, okay? We might know them.
Oh, I don't know. I probably have. I haven't yet. I've been lurking a little bit around the... Okay. What is the opening... No, just Deadbeat. Murphy's going to Hawaii. Who does she go with?
Kincaid.
Y'all needed a point.
Wow.
Oh.
Get those spirits back up.
Wow. That didn't come out right.
Mom's like, you guys are making me sad. Just roll this one to you. You hold your hand for a couple.
She just put the bumpers up.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just get you back on here. What does Butters tell Harry about his hand?
That he's got faster healing as a wizard and to play guitar for dexterity.
It will always heal given enough time.
Yes. That eventually, he's just figured out that by the looks of it, you may eventually get it all back.
You're a time lord, Harry.
You make perfect copies. So yes, good job, guys. I mean, the guitar thing is right, too. But
I was like, there's a few things that we said about
it. But that was the main, at the start, yes, that was it, that he's like.
Probably Butter said, oh, fuck, that's disgusting.
What's that smell?
That, too. All right, Tangent.
Your face.
What is Butters doing when Harry shows up this first time here at the start of this book?
Playing a one-man polka band.
Polka suit practice.
Yeah, there you go.
For his competition.
Oktoberfest.
He's doing the oompa.
I figured that because I was like, that was your answer for another question. So I was like,
I'll take him.
Mm. Okay. Here's a name question.
I'm locked in. I'm ready. I know them all.
Perfect. Who shows up when Harry finally calls in the White Council? Once again, Jessica's like some like creepy possessed person. She just loves looking me straight in the eye.
And then in what book?
Writing yeah, which book? On
her.
Like,
We're still in Deadbeat.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. I said Lucio because I couldn't remember Morgan's name.
Morgan, Lucio, and some trainees.
So Tangent gets like, oops. There is Lucio, Morgan, Ramirez, Kowalski, and Yoshimo.
Ooh. Oh, we do get them all their names.
Shit. Done.
I said trainees.
I was looking for one name.
Yes, I was. Yeah. So I was meant like, who all ends up? Because he expects like this huge show of fours, and he gets like five people. He's like, cool. What is Papa Dresden's first name?
George. I don't know.
George Dresden.
Malcolm.
Yeah.
I didn't even write anything down because I'm like, huh?
I don't.
I should know that.
Although, admittedly, he does not come up as often as Harry's mom.
For shame on the TV show for portraying his father as a nincompoop. That's terrible.
Yeah.
So while Butters is practicing, well, I guess slightly after he's practicing his oompa-pa, who shows up and tries to snatch him? Starts off this whole debacle.
I can't remember his name. It's a necromancer. He killed Phil. And then he used Phil.
He did.
Gervain and Phil.
Yes. Gervain.
Gervain.
Who did Harry take with him to meet Mavra at the cemetery?
Mouse.
What
did you say?
I said Thomas.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. That makes sense, though.
Makes sense. When in doubt, it's an M name.
Mouse met Mavra at the mausoleum.
And murdered her.
What is Mavra using as blackmail to get Harry to agree to work for her?
Pictures of Murphy with illegal weapons and such. At the
cross. Yeah. Pictures of Murphy shooting Renfields and Vamps.
Correctamundo. And what is it that Mavra wants from Harry? What is he gotta get for her?
Word of Kimmler.
Yes. Besides Mavra, who all is after the Word of Kimmler?
How many points is this question?
Like 3. Just the main guys. You can give the main guys and sidekicks or whatever, but...
You already gave one of the fucking names. And it's already out of my brain.
Twink.
All right, so there's the male and female wizard pair. Uh-huh. Kumori and the other guy.
Kincaid.
Kumori and, yeah.
And then whatever the woman.
There's the guy that murdered.
Gervain.
There you go.
Liver spots.
Yeah.
That's that guy. That's with Kumori that I can't remember his name either.
No.
What?
No, I'm counting separate from. So yeah, Gervain is one team. Kumori is one team. Who's the third team?
Harry.
Jessica, what did you come up with?
I came up with Gervain, Cowell and Kimori, Mavra, and Corpse Taker.
Yeah,
so Corpse Taker.
Corpse Taker.
How could I forget about Corpse Taker?
I didn't name Liver Spots. Or Alicia or Fred, Harry.
There's a lot going on that one with people.
Yeah, that's why I was like, kind of any combination of those teams there.
So how many points do I get then?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to give it a 3 points for like one for each team named.
Okay, so I got all three?
You got 3 out of 3. You got 2 out of 3.
Okay.
I'm at 37. You're probably
5, 10, 15,
now.
20,
25, 30, 35, 43. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's those names.
Those names are fucked.
Yeah.
That was a lot of like 2 and 3 part questions in a row, which is what gave me a bit ahead.
So when Cowl and Kimori show up at the bookstore, what is it they want from Harry?
I had to say it so many fucking times in those stupid chapters.
I was going to say, I was like, oh, I feel like Tansel will get this because she added so much with the... I will take like a very close approximation if you can't get like exactly, but if it's...
Earl King, that's the part. Like the leader, Earl...
Like yeah. Dist Earl King or something?
I got leader and king.
Yes, you each Earl got king. Like half of it. The leader Earl King.
The leader Earl King.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the exact title. I knew it was the Earl
German
King
for song.
Yeah. Yes.
Indeed. Yikes.
I don't know if that was worthy of a point, so...
I don't know. You both kind of had half of the equation, so I'm willing to give you guys the point for that. I did say if you couldn't remember exactly, you had the gist.
Okay. That's fine enough with me. We'll limp in.
What scares off Cowl and Kimori? During this confrontation.
Originally, I was going to say the ghoul, but it's the police sirens.
Yeah, police sirens and lights.
No! Billy and the office show up, or some of them. Billy shows up and...
Huh.
Yeah.
Look at us on the same...
Yeah!
Shoot.
The same wavelength, but...
I don't know what book you're reading, Mom, but me and Tansy.
We got the same fanfic going on.
I just think this makes more sense. Why didn't Butcher just do it this way?
Obviously, you two have been married way too long. That's
I think
your
you
problem.
Should email Jim Butcher and ask him to pay you money to make a trivia game. Dresden Files trivia. I mean,
I have to find out if anybody else likes it first. What's up with the Blue Beetle when Harry gets back to it? He like parked it down the alley to go into like Bach ordered books or whatever. And when Billy walks him back to the car, like a gentleman at the end of their date from scaring off bad guys.
I say tires have been poked and smashed out windows.
I said smash windows and slash tires.
Yes. Specifically with
a rock, a stick.
A Louisville slugger.
Oh, the Louisville.
A baseball bat.
Boy.
Whatever. 1 point?
Yes.
40. Nope, 50.
Oh my gosh.
Nope, 45. I never learned how to count.
39.
45.
27, 63.
112. Are you afraid?
We've got more wrong than right.
Oh, by a lot. If Mom knew what question we were on, we would know. But
yeah. It's like, I don't know, I think we're 50-something when I lost count. Probably like the 60s or 70s now. I don't know. Who is responsible for Dr. Bartleby's death? Jess has locked in an answer.
Corpse Taker, Alicia, and mostly Leo.
I said it was the ghoul mostly. Well, ghoul, Leonshi. The yes. name that I can't say. Because he... fucked up by trying to eat him.
Yes.
But not Leonshi. Oh, I see.
Lixian.
I thought you were trying to say his godmother's name.
Oh, not the Leonshi. Yes. Lixian.
Okay, okay.
Yes. Corpse Taker and the ghoul. Lee.
She gets a little bit of the nibbles.
Just a little bit. Nibble. When Harry is talking to Butters about it and finds out, like, the state of Bartleby's body and everything like that, what does he determine was, like, the significance of the way he was killed or whatever? Do you need clarification?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know anything you possibly give me. He died scared.
Probably, yes.
Said his liver was eaten with a little bit of Chianti.
Ooh, sadly, neither of those are confirmable.
Oh! There was no blood left in the body?
Oh!
He's a fucking ghoul, not a vampire.
It was all over the room.
My own point is that part of him was eaten.
Yes. It was... That was sort of the secondary because, yeah, she got pissed off at him because he carved out, like, steaks to eat. But she had first, like, splayed him open like a Chinese takeout box and, like, taken out all his organs because she was trying to do, like, divination.
Oh, I don't remember that part. I just remember
anthropomany. Anthropomany? Yeah. Reading human entrails.
Great.
Yeah. So instead of just, yeah, instead of like rolling bones, she was like...
Rings a bell now.
Rolling guts.
Okay, I need to catch up here. Come on.
What happens to Dresden when the wardens show up to meet him?
In...
At McAnally's. When he's like, 50,000 people are coming. And then like three of them show up. And then what happens to Harry at that meeting?
They make him a warden.
He gets promoted to warden.
Oh, not how Harry put it, but yes.
Demoted to warden.
Yes. He gets drafted. Proven guilty. What's the opening scene for this book, bitches? Proven guilty.
What even happens in proven guilty? What was the main theme of that book?
See, that's like...
Oh, give me a second. That was too fast. Give me a second to think.
No, I was going to say, that's like what was funny about when I was doing it. Part of me is like, oh, if I stick to it, right? If I do like all of Stormfront, then yeah, you kind of get in the groove and you're like Stormfront and it gets easier. But I was like, if you jump around, then you're like, right? So I was like, I was like, oh, I don't want to necessarily get too cumbersome, make it too easy. So I'll jump around. But now I'm jumping around and now I...
Wow. Working on Little Chicago.
I said beheading.
Kansas.
Oh, fuck. It is the beheading. Damn it.
Yes, the Korean warlock. All right, guys, this one's real pertinent. What's the secret project Harry's been working on?
Why did I erase? Waste of ink.
That one.
Little Chicago.
Correct.
Are you actually adding a tick for that?
I don't know. Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Hell yeah, I am.
That was a question I had. How does Molly convince Dresden to help Nelson? What's her final winning argument point? Whatever. Tanzin? Tricking him.
Well, first I said tricking him that she's been under arrest, but the when you clarified is, but he's an orphan.
Orphan.
Correct, guys. Plays the orphan card.
But Harry, he's just a poor little boy who no one will give any soup to.
No soup for you.
What is the name of Molly's next oldest sibling? It is a boy. Correct, Tanzin. Tanzin has written boy on
it's
her
Daniel.
Bird. All right, how about this one? What's the name of her youngest sibling?
Harry.
Harry.
Yeah, good job. I didn't trick anybody with that one.
As of Stormfront. You fools.
He didn't exist in Stormfront.
That's why I'm saying that'd be a good trick. Get it wrong.
As of Scotcha, that was my response to you. Who is Nelson accused of assaulting?
The movie theater man, Pell.
Pell.
Good job, guys. Clark Pell.
Clark, that's the first name.
Why couldn't somebody else have come in and committed the assault? Why did they assume that it had to be Nelson?
There was no other exit.
Police at the door.
I mean, that's what the correct idea, because like the door was too noisy. It was like the super squeaky door. So you would have Nelson.
I think we got
heard.
That.
I will give it to you.
We got that better than Mom got
okay.
That, I think.
Okay.
Well, that was the biggest reason, because he's like, how do you know somebody else just didn't open the door? And he's like, because it's, we had like a motherfucker and you heard all the, anyways. So Rosie ended up having mostly minor injuries after her attack. So why did the hospital keep her overnight?
She was pregnant. They wanted to observe her.
Yes.
Preggers.
Preggers.
One book retention.
What does Michael want Harry to do? Well, Michael is out of town for work.
Get Molly and Charity to start talking to each other again.
Yeah, fix argument between Molly and Charity.
Yep. I am noticing a pattern, guys.
Yeah, me and Tanzin read the real books. I don't know what you
read. I had fever dreams, all of it. I just made all this shit up. Blood rights. What is Murphy wearing at the picnic?
Your family reunion picnic.
Yellow sundress.
Dress with the flowers.
Ah, I will give that to both of you. Yes. Yellow flowery sundress.
And there's a fucking TV in the middle of a goddamn park.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Who's going to ticket us, guys?
They brought the generator with them, too. All right, here, you need another point? What weapons do the Renfields turn on Harry when Marver shows up?
Children.
Flamethrowers. children's
yes. They did use the children against him, but yes, I was going for flamethrower there. And they burnt the fuck out of his aunt.
Wait, so is children a point?
Probably not. It's okay.
I'm going to say no for that.
It's okay, I didn't remember the flamethrower.
All right, Arturo's ex-wives. How do each of them die? I will give you 3 points if you can say how each one, or 1 point per death. One extra bonus point if you can do it in order.
Oh, shoot. Really? Okay. Can I just number them? Because I already wrote
them. Yeah. You don't have to. You locked in. Tanzan's locked in. I think that says bad shrimp.
So one, shot through the wall, thrown in the chasm, and the spell going bad.
I said Trixie had the bullet go backwards, Madge was pushed down a well, and Lucille got gotten by Papa Wraith for harming the youngest daughter, Wraith.
Wow, you got them all completely wrong. What order did you put them in?
Lucille dead first, Trixie second, Madge third.
Okay, you get the bonus point.
Wait, what?
I said I'd give a bonus point if you could name which order they died in.
I said all the same stuff as Tanzan. I just got the
wrong
people.
I don't think you did. Okay, give me Tanzan's again.
Oh, here. I said shot through the wall as number one, and then thrown into the chasm, number two, and then spell going bad, number three.
Okay, yes, 2 out of 3. Lucille was not shot through the wall.
I thought, like, the bullet went astray and shot her anyway.
Yeah, no, that was not Lucille. She was sacrificed off camera.
Yeah, Lucille was sacrificed off camera by Papa Wraith for going after baby Wraith.
You said that was Trixie or something.
No, I said Lucille. Read my board.
Wait, do I have points?
Oh, okay.
Mad just pushed down a well.
Yes,
as
okay.
The third death. Lucille, the first death. Papa Wraith gets her ass for hurting baby Wraith. And then Trixie gets the bullet going backwards.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay, so you've got 2.
Plus a bonus point.
No, you've got 1.
1?
Okay. Plus a bonus point.
How about you just say what they
I
are?
Will. You Okay. So, yes. Lucille was the first one. Sacrificed to the thing. So, yeah. I didn't. Yeah. Specifically Papa Wraith or whatever. But, yeah. She gets sacrificed because you're right.
Okay. That's 1 point.
Yeah.
For me. Oh, yeah. You said it as well.
The second one is Trixie.
That's bad.
Not because the gun backfires or because of... She's the one who gets smothered by Madge and tossed down the crevasse. So that was what you
chasm.
Had, right?
Yeah.
Chasm. Yes.
So I got 1.
Yeah. And then Madge is taken out when the ritual is interrupted by he who walks...
Bad spell.
Behind. Yeah.
Ah.
So you had yours flipped around.
Okay.
Darn.
So I got 2 then.
Did you pick an order? Yes. What was your order?
Well, I put shot through the well, or like through the wall, which is wrong entirely, so I don't know if
that's
so
you had Lucille
and then
first?
Then chasm and then bad spell.
Okay, you got the bonus point as well then.
Oh, so I got, okay.
So Tanzan got 4 out of 4 and I got 2 out of 4?
Oh, I got 3. I thought I got 3.
Oh, I don't know.
Tanzan got, with the bonus point, I think Tanzan got 3 out of.
Okay.
And you got like 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Whew. I'm fairly impressed. I wasn't sure how tough that one was going to be or not. So you had to do a little bit of a mix and match, but you got there. What division, police division, does Harry find out that Murphy's dad used to work for? What's the name of that? What's his thing? What's the what?
The Black Cats.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Both of you.
I'm up to 60 points.
Well, here you go.
54.
What unpleasant discovery does Murphy make at the picnic regarding her sister's engagement?
Rick is engaged to her sister.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ex-husband.
Ex-husband is marrying her sister.
Trashy.
Honestly, that is still like a really terrible place to spring that on you. Come to the family reunion where you're sounded by everybody, and by the way.
And then get mad at her.
Don't be mad about it. Yeah. Don't ruin this day.
Oh, Murph. Oh,
maybe the family reunions were just so good. Rick was like, I just got to get back in this family somehow.
Well, you know, Harry was pretty impressed with Mama Murphy's burger. So, and what was it, the cake or the pie she gives him at the end? So maybe, Rick is just like, I need to hold on to this. What nifty weapon has Kincaid adapted to fight vampires that he gives to Harry?
Holy water shotgun.
Yeah.
You're both like.
But there's also a spear. Like, was the one he's using?
The one that he gives Harry.
Oh, yeah. I say the holy water gun.
Yeah, which it is. But what nifty weapon has he adapted to be?
I said shotgun.
A holy water gun.
Shotgun, water gun.
It's not a shotgun.
Bayonet.
It's a paintball gun.
Yeah. Oh.
Instead of having paint in the pellets, it's got garlic and holy water.
Yeah. Darn, okay.
Got it.
Yeah. That was close. You were both correct in that it was a holy water gun.
Mm. Not enough for a point, though.
Not quite the death mask. How does Harry finally figure out what the tattoo means and who the John Doe in the morgue is? Death masks. This was the sliced and diced and plague ridden.
Padre Priest Fort Hill has the same tattoo.
Oh. I said Bob tells him after he draws it because Bob gives him shit for it.
Bob identifies it. Yes, but it was how does he finally figure out what the tattoo means and therefore who the John Doe is.
Sorry, just thinking about the wrong time frame of it.
Yes, so yeah, point to Jess for that one. You were, yes, that's... Why do Michael and Sonia back off of Cassius Snake Boy's interrogation thing?
He asked for forgiveness or redemption.
Yeah, he gave up the coin and asked for forgiveness.
Yeah. Save me.
Haha, you fools. You know I'm going to just double cross you later.
Mm-hmm. Again, so frustrating in that moment because he always does it, right? Oh, you can't now, even though, I don't know, since, I don't think I brought this up at the time, but since like Michael and Shinem are all like Christians and working for, you know, I'm like, shouldn't that be a thing? Because in confession, in the Catholic religion, if you're not sincere when you go to confession and are asking for absolution, you can't actually get it. So really, there should be a thing. When he basically says to your face, I'm lying through my teeth, like I understand if...
I get what you're saying. The priest isn't allowed to kill you for lying.
But it's just...
Judge not lest you be judged.
No, but he just... He the priest doesn't know.
Yeah.
The priest doesn't know if you're being... Unless you're being as obvious as this. But I'm just saying, right? Like, you're not actually going to get that sacrament.
I'm just saying. The consequences aren't... Like, God strikes you down immediately, right? You just get to walk out of there and you're not really repentant. God's like up in heaven being like, that didn't count, bro, and you're not going to heaven. Michael and Sonia are literally like, well.
I know, but I was like, when you're being that obvious, when he flat out tells you, I'm not being sincere, then it's like, okay, dude, you have not asked for forgiveness.
Death penalty laws, man.
Just
can't
saying.
Take it back.
Just saying. What does Harry use to perform his tracking spell on the shroud when they are attending the gala thingy? And he uses a specific item to lead him to what does he set up as his... Do you have questions that might help with clarification, Daniel?
Yes, not the item he uses for the spell, like a piece of hair, but a different item he's fucking around with.
Yes.
I don't think I said a thread. I don't know.
Mechanical duck.
Well, you attach both. Yes, he uses the thread, but yes, he attaches it to the wind-up ducky, which is what I was trying to go for, like the thing that he had, the wind-up ducky.
Oh.
But you are correct in that it was a thread from the shroud that he used, so I'm willing to give you.
Okay.
Because I could. That's why I was starting to ask you, because I was like, I could tell you what confused. I was like, do you need something to clarify?
That's why I was clarifying. I was like, I think she means the duck, not the thread, but...
Yeah.
Alrighty.
You've been listening to the
McAnally's Podcast Official Dresden Files Quiz of 2026.
The current tally for round one, I am at 57 points and Jess is at
65.
Join us again for our next portion of our quiz to see how we fare. Oh,